draw picture cards that make you believe in things like the past, telling stories that bleed onto the page. Not so many words. What's that you say about not being hurt? Painted us on the back of your head. It's not your fault, your beauty has fled. All of your thoughts make forts in your hair, imperfectly woven with the cold winter air, silently kept for moments that find lover heartbeats leaving footprints behind. Most of them gasp, having already crept past your clavicle to the back of your neck. What if the years running by were old friends? Would they stop in to see you now and again? It's not the guilt that rots in your bones, it's all those friends that forget to call home, calling your bluff in not so many words. What's that you say about not being hurt? In a weird place where I can't like go high or hold on. If I go,
Good.
After this song, I'll say a few words about some things. Should I say? Were you the character that I met at the door the other evening? Again, really sorry about that. Yeah. Once I heard your story, I got you in there. But
yeah, it was okay. I understood.
It's really exciting to see you back, though.
Yeah.
Awesome. What else should I say? Yeah, oh, okay, that's number two. So this is the 1 year anniversary of the first show at this house. And it's really exciting to see some of the same faces that I saw the first show I was ever here. And so the first show we played was Chris, and who else played?
Lauren.
Right, and Lauren was playing the piano, right?
Yeah.
And... No. Yeah. There's lots of Lauren piano players. Yeah. And so this is actually Chris Yang right here. Someone is... Did you make that, Jeff?
Yeah.
So Jeff is like one of the nicest guys I've ever met. And kind of like in lieu of Chris Yang. Chris Yang's in China right now. And in lieu of him being here, we made this lovely puppet. And when I walked in here, it doesn't look quite like him, but I almost cried, and I like gave him a little hug, and I kind of miss Chris right now, and wish this might kind of, maybe if we sing hard enough this evening, that this might manifest into. I'll see what I can do. Hey Yang. We've been touring around with myself and the Ghost Bees. There's a Romy over here. And there's Sari over here. And it's been going wonderfully well. It's for the most part, playing a lot of shows like this, and not as good as this, obviously. Waterloo. Yes. Laurier. But But yeah, no, we play this wonderful show at called the Mudtown Pottery and Studio in Owen Sound. So this lady who ran this pottery shop and has this. We used to be a church, so they had this big room. And we were. I was thinking about renting. I had rented some sound equipment, but kind of went in there to check out the place first, and it was just. We ended up just doing it kind of like this, and it was just filled the room, and the sound just carried, and it was really, really beautiful. Lots of cool people came out and just kind of reinvigorated my kind of hope for places like Owen Sound. Kind of, I don't know, just in the sense that, you know, that there's I think a lot of people see a place like Owen Sound as kind of like a isolated community and just, you know, kind of a bit of a farmer town, but there's a lot of good things going on there. A lot of good things. And so, let's see here. I'll tell more stories later. Yeah. Oh, I forgot to think about what song I was going to play. That's usually while you're saying all those things, you're supposed to be coming up with a song in your head. So, okay. This one's called Silhouettes. Wait, I've always wanted to do this. I'd leave out the last kind of where it goes on there, just because sometimes there's this huge intensity, like when an audience starts kind of clapping to a song, and just kind of this huge, like really intimate interaction between like the audience and the musician. But sometimes there's this really sensitive moment when that energy starts to kind of fade away, and few lonely people stop clapping, and then it kind of inspires the rest of the crowd, like, oh fuck, I don't really want to be part of this anymore. So I thought if I'd end it before it got to that stage. Yeah. Let's see here. Let's get into some more music. Oh, neat. The first recording of Q is here, eh? Yeah. Oh, I know what I'm playing. The 1 year ago to I don't know if it's to this day, pretty much has to be. I was experimenting with a new song I had written. It's called Q, and it was the first time I said the word fuck in the song, and it ended up going on the album. And I used to play it in the 7th fret. But then have, over the past year, have moved it down to the 5th fret. So just for you guys, I've moved it back up to the 7th fret.
Of all the letters that exist, the letter Q is something
between a movie and a dream, a habit and a theme that were overwhelmed. Not yet.
Just right there, when I look back, I thought it was Yang for a minute.
Tape? There's a little tag here that says "Made in the USA."
Oh dear. So, what's that? Well. I think his dad was born in China and his mom was born in Canada. So, what's that?
Yeah. Yeah.
And so, when we were in Windsor, this character, Kevin Romaine, kind of set up the show for us and, like, let us stay at his house. And we met his mother, who's a puppeteer. And so Romy will tell you more about her later. Okay. And yeah, and so we kind of came up with this idea of doing like arts and crafts and stuff like that. We don't have a lot here for you guys to work with this evening. We have some pieces of things. If you can be really creative and like put shit together, even like household objects, then we'll take it with us on tour and we'll put it on display at different shows. But what we did, she was kind enough to donate like a big sheet of canvas, and we cut it up that day, and I've been kind of like giving people markers and getting them to kind of draw things. And so, So if someone wants to draw on my sweater, then no. Yeah, I've tried that already. No, we could actually. Yeah, I don't know. If anyone wants to draw on the back of these, then feel free. And so if you'd like to, these are just some like neat examples. These are some like that, like, I hate it when the teacher does this though, when they like go through all the classes, like pictures and stuff like that now, or like essays or whatever, and they're like, well, these are some you know, who some pictures or essays that I think stood out above the rest, and these are some examples that you should follow by. So this one here. Wait, I should start at the beginning. Right. Here's the beginning. Holy shit. Okay, so Jeff Woods is the most amazing guy in the entire world. Who agrees? Yeah. Who's in? Huh? Put up your friggin' hands. No, you don't have to. You don't want to. But so while they're handing out crafts, we actually, because we stayed at Kevin Romaine's place and his mother handed out the canvas, we asked him to draw the first square. So this is what he did. Now this is this is actually the where we played the house show. It's looking like that's the house in Windsor there. And we stopped in at his old place that he'd been setting up house shows at in the past year. And this is the four of us sitting on the Detroit River. I have a Nalgene bottle full of beer. Romy has goose stains. Goose shit stains. On her skirt.
We could
draw on that. And then this is Detroit on this side here. These trees are not to scale. And then this is in London. This is at the guy who set up in the show in London was an artist as well. And this is actually us. This is the Ghost Bees playing. Now it's hard to see them, but he kind of drew them as like shadows or like pieces of black or something. And so this is Romy. This is Ceres, that dot right there. That's the lamp. And this is me. Okay. And I'll show you one more. And so we've been trying to come up with a few ideas as far as, like, we want to patch all these together and, like, sew them together and make something out of it. And so, you know, we've come up with ideas, everything from, like, a toothbrush to a time machine. And one of our ideas was a spaceship. And so we played at Daydream Nation the other day in Guelph. And so Ricky drew us a model of what the spaceship should look like. So this is the spaceship. Yeah. It's an explosion. It's exploding into space. I don't know. There's another world over there, and this is the land of Right On. It's exploding into the land of Right On. So I'll just pass these around, and they might give you a bit of inspiration, and you can just kind of check out what's already been done, so you're not unoriginal. I'm gonna sing another song. Thank you.
body burns, burns, burns. Maybe I've got issues with myself that I should settle.
I have two more songs left to play. Please and thank you. What should they be? I think, yeah. Oh, really? Oh. Yeah. Yeah. Nope. No, it wasn't. I was about to play Ode to a Surfer Girl. I've been jamming with Kevin a little bit lately, and, you know, I've been playing for a while, Kev.
Yeah, that's right.
I thought you'd have the songs down a little better than that.
Man, you played the first chord.
Kevin.
Before you
yeah. And Kevin, just...
Richard, I know your songs.
Just because I forgot the words to End of the Day last night doesn't mean you have to bring this up in front of everybody.
Selfless.
This is my last song, and
get off the stage.
You should have stopped hours ago. yeah. So the Ghost Bees are up next, and Ryan Stanley? Did I get the last name right? Can anyone confirm that? So I'm not making an ass of myself. Ryan?
Yeah, it's Ryan.
Okay. Ryan Stanley. And I haven't heard any of Ryan's music yet. I'm sure some of you have. But I've heard from several different sources that it's a really solid album. So looking forward to that. Yeah, so... Here it goes. Thank you.
for up next.
This is it. I mean, because there's lots more people coming to see. Is everyone else okay with that?
Yeah.
Can we get a? Okay. Okay. Oh, dear. This song is called "Sincerely, Liza." Sincerely, Liza. Cheers.